You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
You may not have focused on it, but the word unawares lives beside unaware. And while we're here, let me note that besides lives beside beside.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzon. Hello there, Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca.
I was unaware that unawares is a thing that people say. That sounds, I don't know, it sounds kind of colloquial to me.
Well, I wonder if a little context might help here. We've actually been hearing the word unawares in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic. For example, you'll hear something like, we have no excuse to be caught unawares of an outbreak. Or the governor's announcement caught some people unawares. Does that sound any more natural to you?
No, not really. Is this a pretty frequently used term?
It is not infrequent. Now, where does that S come from? Unaware and unawares have been sitting next to each other since the 16th century, and early on they were both adverbs, and that S is a construction that in English was called the adverbial genitive. It's the same S that we see in always. And unawares as an adverb meant a couple of things. It could mean without being aware. You get an example like, he fell unawares into error. And then it could also mean, and I have to say, it can't do this for me anymore, without being noticed. In the Oxford English Dictionary, you have an example like, hours might have passed unnumbered and unawares. When you hear unawares, it will often be with take or catch. And that goes back to Shakespeare. And at this point, you'll get unawares as an adverb and unaware as an adjective. And for anyone who thinks that there's a problem with unawares, there really isn't. Now, it seems to me that as long as we're here, we should talk about beside and besides. Have you ever given this any thought?
No, but I know I use them both.
I'll bet you do, as most of us. These two have lived next to each other for a long time, and it's that same S. They both go back to the 13th century, and early on, they could both be adverbs, and they could mean two different things. One is by the side of or close by, and the other is in addition to. So, for example, you could get, and we could still say something like this, and this is an example from the American Heritage Dictionary. I could smell the ocean, some pine trees, and something else besides. So there you're getting that adverb. And here's a nice example from the Oxford English Dictionary from Coleridge, 1798. The moving moon went up the sky and a star or two beside. And that's that next to meaning. Now here's where I think things get interesting. Both beside and besides can be prepositions. That's been true for a long time. And now they differentiate. Besides only means over or in addition to. For example, I could say, besides that, I don't have any issues. Now, beside is often used for physical location. So the library is beside the post office. There are some folks who say we should absolutely keep that distinction where beside is for physical location and besides means in addition. But you see beside also used to mean in addition to. An American Heritage Dictionary has a really nice example of how this can create some ambiguity. So let me give you this sentence. There was no one beside him at the table.
Huh. So he was either sitting at a table with other people, but there was nobody in the chair next to him, or he was sitting completely alone at a table.
Exactly. So this overlap can lead to some ambiguity, but the fact is that usually context will make it clear, or intonation if you are speaking the sentence. So before we go, Rebecca, let me ask you one last question. If something is not on point, then it is
beside the point?
And that is what that has been historically, is that it is next to the point. It's beside the point. But you will sometimes see that it is besides the point. And you're getting a little blurriness there. But certainly historically, if it was not on point, it was next to the point, was beside the point.
I think you've gotten your point across. Thank you so much, Anne.
Have a good rest of your Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.